Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 244. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and this is episode 244.
Yes, and we're just here in the suburbs of Houston. Well, Ray's in Houston,
Dallas.
I'm in South Dallas.
Really, or far. Tyler. Mm-hmm.
So, wow, it's been a crazy weekend for me. How about you, Ray? Before I go into my old story, what happened to you?
Just, you know. Normal weekend, so not much going on. So,
Okay. I have a story to tell. Oh my god!
Yes, you have drama from the weekend.
Yes, so much drama. Okay,
drama.
It's more Mike drama. Yes. All right. I got a call last Friday from my husband, and he said that he's having trouble breathing, having trouble with his chest, and he was being rushed to the hospital. And I could hear the ambulance sirens. So I ended up flying to New Orleans. And it turns out it's gas. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But my partner is okay. He's doing well. And it really freaked me out. So I had to...
I think he just missed you, Maynard, because he'd spent all that time with Christmas, and then he went back, and then he got real lonely, and it manifested itself as this to get you to come to New Orleans.
That's right. I think he was saying he planned it all. He planned it all, you know, just to be in the hospital and just to make me rush all the way from Houston to his side. So I guess, it's just a weird weekend, and... It gave me a chance to, you know, be with my partner again this weekend. So, but I wish it were in different terms, in a more pleasant terms, because, you know, I really don't like seeing him in the hospital. No one wants to see anyone in the hospital.
Not to mention have to eat the hospital food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know what sucks? They made him eat 12 hours. After 12 hours, they didn't feed him at all. So that got
No, they do that in case they have to do emergency surgery or something. They don't want anything on your stomach. So they also want to make sure your body cleans everything out to see if anything you'd eaten was causing the problem. So
yeah, that's true. But everything went fine. Everything was good, and he ended up being normal. We went home, and I had to take out all those. You know how hard it is to take out those sticker things. They put on EKG stuff on you. Those stickers that with the probes on it. Yeah. Where they put the wires on, and it's all stuck all over his body. It's pretty hard on a bear, on a very very hairy bear, that you have to take out one by one, and you have to get scissors also to cut them off. So anybody out there having the same problem, email me, nard@bearpodcast.com. Tell me what is your solution to it. I was thinking you should dip in the water or have a hot tub ready and dip in it and get those stickers off. I think that's the best way.
Yeah. Well, see, when I've had my EKG stuff done, they do these things. They put like jelly or something on them, mm-hmm. and they're just like little suction cups. But I guess because he was actually having heart problems, they glued them onto him. So
yeah.
Did they shave him, or did they just stick him onto the
hair? No, they just stuck it on. They stuck it all. Just right on the hair. So, poor Mike. He's got all those stuff, and they have to peel him off.
Yeah.
So, he was screaming each time I pull one hair or so. So, but it's okay. Everything went fine.
So, does his chest match his head now? Does his chest match his head now, or just in spots?
Not too much spots. Just a little... Funny to look at. Maybe I should post the picture somewhere. But yeah, he's doing great, and he ended up working on Sunday even, and working today. Today's a Monday, so he ended up working, and I just flew back in this morning. Yeah. So it's great.
At least he's okay. You know, rather be safe than sorry.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's good. So that's the highlight. Anyway, okay. So we have we can update this very. We have more for this episode for you listeners, and actually we have an interview with the board of directors of the Dallas Bears. So here are Mac and Christopher.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and joining us in this episode are two of the members of Dallas Bears. They're the part of the board of directors of the Dallas Bears. Mac, Papa Bear Williamson, the Dallas Bears president. Hello, Mac.
How are you, Nard?
Hey, great, great. And Christopher Metter, vice president of the Dallas Bears. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, how are you this evening?
All right, great.
Good.
Wow, you guys sound so fun before the pre-show. You guys are...
Well, that's because we were talking about orgies and rooms. So
Exactly. Okay. So yeah, let's talk about the event that's coming up very soon, which is TBRU 14. Okay, so what's the theme and what's going on with this year?
For this year, our theme has been selected by the membership, and it is Men at Work. It's a blue-collar construction type of theme. So hard hats are definitely in the picture this year for our men that are coming to the event.
Hot.
It's going to be an unusual one because we are driving it toward the construction theme type of thing. We actually will have, around the time bars close here, we're actually going to have a roach coach sitting outside the front door of the host hotel here in Dallas.
Nice.
For the guys to get snacks and beverages from as they come in off of the bar tours of the evening time.
Sweet.
Nice. Very nice.
Then we're going to go from there. We actually changed up our venue this year for our Brotherhood Meal. Mm-hmm. It'll be on Saturday night, and it is going to be over at the Hall of Nations. Mm-hmm. In the World Trade Center here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's a totally different venue. I always see that on that freeway.
So we'll be going there Saturday evening to have a good meal with everybody. And it's called the Brotherhood Meal. Mm-hmm. And that's where we'll go and share a good meal together and do some of the President's Raffles there before we go off to the Roundup Saloon to do the contest and crown the new winners of Mr. TBRU. Mm-hmm. So that will be interesting for sure.
Maynard, are you running for Mr. TBRU?
Me? No, I don't think so. I would take pictures, perhaps. Yeah.
There we go. We're looking for daddies. We're looking for grizzlies, bears, cubs, and admirers. We have 5 categories for our men to run in and capture a title. And then one of those 5 will step on up to be Mr. TBRU.
I see. That is awesome.
And what are the contestants have to do to be in Mr. TBRU?
Yeah. What? How do they qualify?
So like a swimsuit talent. Do they have to answer questions like, how would you stop world hunger?
Exactly. No, that's what Mr. TBRU, that's probably one of their, platforms. You know, they'll end world hunger, at least for the Bears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Basically, what they do is, as the contest coordinator, I'm receiving applications from the different contestants, and they're identifying which category they feel they fit into the best. And really, I mean, that's the only selection. It's open to anyone 21 years and older. You pretty well determine where you fit in. Are you the bear? Are you a cub? Are you an admirer? Mm-hmm. or a grizzly or a daddy bear? And so from that point, they'll be judged on 3 different areas. One, bear wear, and that is whatever they define bear wear as. The other will be construction attire for this event. And then the final one will be an on-stage question and answer. And this year we're having our contest at the Roundup Saloon versus at the dinner itself.
I see. It's totally different now. So not at Eddie Dean's anymore, huh?
No.
Eddie Dean's will be supplying our barbecue at the Roundup on Sunday. We did not abandon Eddie Dean's. We just changed a couple of venues because the barbecue dinner is always a good meal on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to have a bingo. This is new. This is totally new.
Bear bingo?
Yeah.
We had it last year. This year it'd be bear bingo. It'll be kind of construction themed. And
unless I get my way, bingo. I want it to be bears and boxers bingo.
Okay. I must have missed it.
You know, who knows? It might come up and we may be in boxes for bingo that time.
That would be nice. When is that? Is that on a Friday night, Sunday night? Friday or Thursday night?
That will be on Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon. Okay. Yeah. I haven't checked the schedule yet.
We're finalizing the schedule and so we can get it published up on the website.
I see. That'll be fun. Because I think the bingo was not done on the weekend. Was it done on the weekend last year?
It was done on Friday.
It was on a Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't go. I think we came up Friday morning. So mm-hmm. We were in there somewhere. I can't remember. That was last year.
Yeah.
And then we have our vendors that'll be here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Vendor market as always. So we're looking for our vendors to come back.
I see.
And enjoy this event this year.
Okay. And how about the entertainers for this week, for this weekend?
Entertainers, we're really not going to have any entertainers because we have so much going on.
I see.
We have so many different things, and there's really not an area to have, quote, a one individual entertainer
mm-hmm.
because we have so much planned to keep y'all busy. We have all of our venues here in Dallas are getting ready and planning things, like TMC is going to have a big tent and a dance floor, and we're going to have a cigar hour over at TMC. Woody's is involved. The Roundup Saloon, Dallas Eagle, The Hidden Door, Dallas Illusions. They're even looking at seeing if they can get a couple of our bear porn stars to come in and spend a night mm-hmm. with some of the bears.
Awesome. Wow. I want to ask Christopher something. Christopher.
Yes.
Yes. You were a contestant before?
No, I have not been a contestant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're the one who's just going to take care of the contest and stuff at TBRU.
Exactly. The contestants and the judges are all going through me. And
we're going through you first. Okay.
Yeah. They all have to get that personal private interview.
Okay. Well, exactly. I do have that figured into the schedule.
All right.
I'm coordinating it just as their point of contact person this year. Mac has done it the past 2 years, and he needed a break because he's doing everything else. So
I see.
I decided I could take this little bit off of him, as you know,
it's
his
your
first
turn.
Lady, as they call me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, but I have not been a contestant actually in this contest before. Although okay. I won't rule it out for the future.
I see.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So where's the Host Hotel this year?
Host Hotel is the Crown Plaza, located off of Simmons Freeway here in Dallas. Same location as last year.
Okay.
And they're gearing up and getting ready for our arrival. Okay. And then we have overflow hotels as they become necessary. One of them is the Comfort Inn Suites next door, and then the Hawthorne has offered their facility as well as an overflow hotel.
Okay. So is there still rooms available at the Crown Plaza?
As of last Wednesday, there were approximately 70 rooms left.
Oh, okay. No. We should get there now.
So we were told that probably by the end of 2 weeks, in 2 weeks, there probably will not be any rooms at the Host Hotel, and then we go into the overflows.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ray, we have to register as soon as possible.
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because this is where it all happens. That's right.
That's right. Should do it all over there.
Well, see, what y'all should do is play hotel room bingo.
Hotel room bingo?
Yeah, that's where everybody puts their card keys in.
Uh-huh.
Whoever wins bingo gets to pull a card key out and go find out whose room it matches.
Oh.
And then they get whatever's inside.
Well, we are
nice
gonna
price.
We are going to bring back the...
Write it down.
Oh, I am.
The screen name room mm-hmm. to where you write your screen name on the envelope and you can drop notes into somebody's screen name. So that's another way is you can just leave your room number in their screen name envelope.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of like a walled Bear 411 or AOL chat or any of the chat rooms. We're going to bring that back. It's been a couple of years since we've done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like everybody's going to be sitting in their hotel rooms on Bear 411 anyhow. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I've seen that.
We hope. Be surprised. We hope not. We hope they'll be down here in our internet room because we're setting up an internet room here down on the second floor.
Oh, okay.
Bring their laptops so they can enjoy some snacks and the internet and talk with everybody in the room. We're also setting up a movie room to show movies. Of course, we have our pool parties. We are bringing back our wet and woolly parties. There'll be one going to Club Dallas on Friday at noon. Mm-hmm. And then the next one will go Saturday to the Midtown Spa where the boys can go play.
Ooh, nice.
For a while. We also have thrown in a shopping trip this year. For those interested, they'll be taken up to North Park to go shopping. And then we're also setting up a West End tour to take some down sightseeing downtown Dallas to see some of the sites and some of the historical things down in downtown Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a question about the Midnight Swim. I haven't participated in any Midnight Swims before. So what's this about?
Maynard, you're lying. You were at my pool at one time swimming at midnight.
Oh, shut up. No, I don't.
You know. Some of us boys grew up where you went skinny dipping at midnight in the moonlight, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think Maynard was too, so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, is this going to be clothing optional in this midnight swim?
I wished it was, but since it's here in the hotel, we have to have bathing suits on and we'll have people around.
What do you think? It says Bear Watch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have Bear Watchers there to make sure that the clothes stay on. We do want to respect the hotel, so nothing in public. Mm-hmm. What goes on behind your door room is different story.
Bring it to the room.
I'm planning on getting a room with a jacuzzi, so we'll have a midnight bear swim there.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sure one of the bathhouses have a swimming pool. That's
oh yeah, that's when you can be clothing optional, of course.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
You don't even want clothing then.
Yeah. What is it? Clothing discouraged. Yeah.
There we go.
So how about volunteers? Is there a limit? You guys need volunteers as much as you can, right?
Yeah, we always need volunteers. Scotty Udell is our volunteer coordinator. He is heading up getting all of our volunteers for all the different events where we'll need people helping out, helping our guests make sure that they have a good time and helping in all those different areas.
Mm-hmm. Do they get anything like any discount or anything on the volunteers? What if I want to volunteer?
Most of the volunteers will come from the Dallas Bears, and so they usually will get some time off, some form or fashion from TBRU itself.
I see.
We do have some out of town guests that do like to help us volunteer. They like to work a little bit of it, and so. We try to reward them as well. We end up having a volunteer party on Sunday for anybody that's volunteered, and we recognize them at the volunteer party.
Mm-hmm. How about the beneficiaries of TBRU? Are there new ones this year? Or
Our beneficiaries for this year, as they have been at least last year and the year before, are Youth First of Texas for the youth of the GLBT community. Then we have AIDS Interfaith Network and Aid Services of Dallas. Those three will be our beneficiaries for TBRU 14.
I see, okay.
And we're keeping them involved, and they'll be a part as well. Matter of fact, I know AIDS Interfaith Network will have some volunteers here to help as well and to enjoy the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is an awesome. I've been doing TBRU for about 7-8 years maybe. No, wait, yeah, probably 7 years already. I've always gone every year. And
it's half as long as it's been going on, right?
Yeah, probably is. met a lot of people, met a lot of friends, and we're excited to be there again. And so this is going to be, out there listening, people, it's going to be on March 19th to 22nd. And yeah, and the website is tbru.org, right?
Okay. That is correct.
tbru.org. Okay, so
and to register at the hotel, do they have to have a register at TBRU and then get a code?
Basically, they need to register for TBRU 14 online. As soon as they're done and get their confirmation, they need to register online under the registration page. It would be step 4 for the hotel. There's a link there for the hotel.
Okay.
It's highlighted and bolded and underlined.
So okay. you have to register online first, and then you can get the hotel.
Yeah, the hotel you have to register online as well. They do not take phone reservations anymore.
See. People tried it, right, Ray? I heard people try to register via phone.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like any other event. I mean, people try to get in on the fun. And
Right. So. And we don't want to keep them away from the fun, but we do want to make sure that our guests that have paid for TBRU14 do get first dibs at rooms here at the host hotel. That's the only reason. We want to make sure for the guests that are paying for the registration that they get first dibs at the host hotel.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Wow, this has been exciting. So, yeah, everybody out there, go register. And well, running out of time right now. And thank you so much, Mac and Christopher.
Thank you, Nard and Ray. We so appreciate it and look forward to seeing you at TBRU14.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
And we look forward to doing another live broadcast from up there this time.
Yeah, get a record.
Hopefully not so early in the morning, right?
Yeah, hopefully not. Do anything early.
Please, no early morning.
Yeah. Well, you can join me for coffee. I'm an early riser.
Ah, okay. So thank you, everyone. And check out TBRU.org and register for their theme, Men at Work. So we'll be right back after these messages. Time for some bear events, guys. In Hickory, North Carolina, CBL Anniversary 2009, it's the Crystal Bear Ball. It's on February 5th. What an exciting time in the history of Carolina Bear Lodge as it turns 15 years old this February 2009. Thanks to the dedication and hard work of many individuals over the past years, CBL has continued to be a strong and premier bear club in the Southeast. This year, we will celebrate our 15th anniversary, and in keeping with the tradition, the theme has been centered around crystal. Is that the drug? Therefore, the name of this year's anniversary event is Crystal Bear Ball. Everybody's going to be high. Okay, so for more info, go to carolinabears.com. Next event is IBR, International Bear Rendezvous in San Francisco, February 12th. Mechanics Bears Under the Hood. The International Bear Rendezvous is an annual gathering of bears and bear lovers held in San Francisco. It is hosted by the Bears of San Francisco, who conceived the rendezvous as a weekend of fun and fundraising. Yeah, they have the bear bingo there, and it's hosted by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And I remember back in 2006 when I was at IBR. Well, last year, I was there also, but I didn't attend the IBR activities. I was just there, you know, I was there for family, but I ended up in San Francisco somehow. Well, actually, I went to the Eagle where I saw the Future Villain Band, Glenn and the others. Okay, to continue, the event fosters a sense of a community among participants while at the same time raising money for agencies serving the LGBT and HIV communities at the local, state, and national level. Fundraising is accomplished primarily through raffles, auctions, and direct donations from participants and the community. So for more info for this event, IBR, it's a great event. I've been there before. It's really fun. They have about almost 800-900 people going there. So go to bearrendezvous.com. Okay, let's go back to the show. I'm still recording though, but we can just have fun with this. Okay.
Okay.
What's up with TMC? I want to ask about TMC.
TMC has reopened in their old location back in the 1980s. No?
No. What they've done is they've reopened, but they reopened where Sue Ellen's was. But what they've done is they've designed it to be like it was in the 1980s and early 90s before they did the massive remodel. So it's much smaller, much darker, much more cramped.
Much more intimate.
Wow.
Just so like it's like the original one here. Was They made the second story and made the big dance floor. There is a very small dance floor, but it's really just a drinking and socializing and cruising type bar again, which is how it was in the 80s when, you know, I was still in diapers. And
oh, my God.
And I was married with children.
Uh-huh. Okay. But that's fun because I like the TMC there. It's really more bearish. The clientele of Throckmorton Mining Company there is more bear than the one we experience here in Houston. So
yes,
yeah, that's what I noticed. It's pretty.
Definitely different than Montrose Mining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I like it there. I felt bad when it closed about a couple of years ago. Oh no, last year, 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
It's a great venue for a dance bar, and that's where people dance. And all the bears, I remember. You know, just people are shirtless, just dancing there, all sweaty. Uh-huh. It's awesome. And then the next time we find out, yeah, it became a lesbian bar, and Throckmorton, TMC moved somewhere else. So
right. So basically what happened is Sue Ellen's and TMC switched places.
Yeah.
That's all that happened.
Okay. And we have shuttle services to go around it, so that should be no problem,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Yes. Any more questions for our friends here, Ray?
Nope. Be looking forward to seeing you guys in March.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have different things through the weekend because, of course, you got the roundup, so it's going to be Cowboy Bear over there, Eagles Leather Bear, Hidden Doors Hidden Door Bear. Of course, Woody's is Bear Man, and then TMC is Bear Weekend. So,
has the Eagle moved into their other building, or are they still in the old place?
They're still in the old place, but they are frantically working to try to have that one ready to go for TBRU 14.
Okay.
That's so awesome. I know I can tell you that all of the ground had been dug up. They laid new stuff for the sprinkler system. They got a major sprinkler system in there now to help, so they can hold more people. And that's been done. The parking lot has been repaved and lined, and the fencing around the 2,000-square-foot patio is going back up. So they are working frantically to get ready.
Okay.
That's awesome. Cool.
I'll have to follow up Mr. Perry and see what that 411 is on the new Eagle. So
yeah,
there we go.
Oh, which reminds me, Bear Profiles, so people can chat you up online.
Mine is Texas Rowdy Bear.
Okay.
On Bear 411.
All right. And how about Christopher's?
I am Allen Texas Bear. Okay. That's Allen. TXBEAR. I'm Allen Texas Bear on Bear 411, also on Big Muscle Bear.
I see. Okay. Yeah, we'll probably put the links on the website so people can bug you online.
Yeah.
So.
Cuz the other thing is questions. We have our links on our website.
Yep.
On dallasbears.org. Mm-hmm. Where they can get to Christopher and myself.
Awesome.
It's prez@dallasbears.org and Vice. Is it Vice. Vice Press or is it Vice?
I don't know.
I think it's Vice Press.
Mm-hmm. Vice Press at DallasBears.org. But mm-hmm. It's on DallasBears.org. They can get to us by going through the board of directors.
Awesome. Okay, so thank you very much. And we won't keep
thank
you too
you.
Much. And we'll talk to you guys soon. I'll email you guys. And
right.
And thank you again. And actually, the first part, it's going to go on Bear Radio. So, and then this part is really just chatter for the extra part of the show. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll put it on the show also.
But yeah, we just need some good-looking bears and cubs because Christopher and I want to be well-entertained for the weekend. While we will be busy, we are looking to have a bear or a cub on our arm the whole weekend.
All right.
Hey, it's
one on each arm.
There we go.
Yeah.
There
you go. Hey, your social coordinator, Tony Rooks. Is he
Tony
the little is he the little Hispanic chaser? Is that
no.
The same Tony? No, okay.
No. That was either Alex or...
Oh, Alex. That's right. That's his name.
Oh, Alex, yeah. No, unfortunately, Alex is no longer part of our organization.
I
he's
see.
Over okay. at the Diablos.
Yeah, he's playing rugby now.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Rugby. And the rugby boys will be here, too.
Okay. Well, thanks again. Okay, we'll email you later, okay?
Take care.
Have a
Thank
good one.
Good night.
Bye.
Ray, what's up with you? What topics do you have for us this episode?
Well, I want to put something out there to our listeners and see what their feedback is on dating.
Okay.
Getting back into the dating scene after being in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
It's been quite interesting. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not exactly sure how you're supposed to do it, but I've been on a couple dates and they've been kind of interesting. And then last weekend, there was somebody I saw that I thought was very cute. And I was too much, and I was such a wuss, I wouldn't go up and ask them out. So I was like, God, I'm such a loser. But so happens this weekend, okay. They emailed me and said, hey, anything going on this weekend, blah, blah, blah. And I told them, I said, well, hey, you know, I was kind of a wuss last weekend. I was too chicken to come talk to you because they were with a group of people. Uh-huh. And they were like, well, I wish you had and saved me from that group I was in. And I was like, sorry.
He was waiting for you.
Yeah, so we went and hung out, and it was nice, all, you know, nice to do that and get to know them and stuff. So, but I just want to know what other people, if they got any starting off dating stories after being in long-term relationships and trying to figure it all back out. Because, you know, it's just hard to get that Mac back on, I guess.
Yeah.
Especially when you're fresh out of the relationship and you're still dealing with stuff in the relationship. And, you know, and I get tons of advice from all of our friends. You know, it's like, don't date. You just don't need to date. And I'm like, well, I don't want, you know, and I'm like, well, what do I do? Sit here and feel sorry for myself at home all the time? Or do I get out and actually go do something, you know, hang out and stuff? So
I would say the same thing. Just go out and just have fun.
So, and then I got one, you know, then one of our friends is like, don't go out and be a whore. I mean, everybody wants to go out and just be a whore when they first get a relationship. I said, well, I'm too studying about being a whore. It's just, I want to go out and meet people and this, that, and the other. So, you know, it's just weird, some of the advice I'm getting.
Yeah, if you guys have advice for Ray on dating, send him an email.
Yeah. So,
what's your
email?
Help him out.
At ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes. Okay. My take on that personally is I would be in the same situation that you are, honestly, Ray. Okay, this is what I think, because I've been in relationships. I think I'm pretty much what you call a serial monogamist, meaning you go from one relationship to another and go steady.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying not to do.
That's what you're trying not to do, okay.
I'm trying not to jump directly back into a relationship after just getting out of this one, because I've done that. And I know one of my big fears is being alone.
The fear of being alone. Okay.
So, and I know that fear is driving this, so I'm trying to make conscious efforts to just go out and meet people, hang out, see what's out there. Of course, a couple of people I have met and kind of got to know and gone out, they're like ready to be an instant relationship, and I'm just like, it ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry, I'm just not gonna let it happen. So it's just very interesting. So
you have alonophobia.
Well, I don't know what it's called, but I mean, I guess it's just, you know, after a certain point. I mean, when I was younger, it didn't matter, you know, if I sit at home and didn't do anything or didn't talk to anybody and just went out and did whatever I wanted to. But now it's kind of like, you know, I got used to having somebody to talk to every day and going out and doing stuff, or, you know, going shopping and stuff like that. And now it's like, I cooked dinner tonight and I was just like, I'm cooking for one, and look at all this food I made.
You got leftovers then. How about online? Would that be a solution for you? Chatting online?
Well, see, I do. I mean, and that's one of the problems. I get started chatting online, and I'm just talking. I mean, it's not trying to hook up or anything, but I get talking online or chatting, and next thing I know, it's like 1 a.m., and I'm like, crap.
You have to work the next day. But that's how it is.
I know, but so I'm trying to get it figured all out.
I used to do that. I used to chat a lot, not a lot, back in probably 6 or 7 years ago.
That's the other thing. Me and you, both of us are both very social people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we like to be out and do crowds and entertain and do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it seems I keep finding the people that are totally opposite of that they're introverts. I mean, to a certain extent, I'm introvert. I mean, we had this discussion this weekend about how all the heads of most of the organizations in Houston, mm-hmm. our clubs and stuff, are all pretty much introverted people. Not that they can't. I mean, we can get up and give speeches and be in front of a crowd. But when it comes on walking up to somebody and have a direct conversation with them, with somebody we don't know, that's very rare.
Yeah.
But still, it's like the people I've met, they're like, they don't do this, they don't do that. And I'm just like, okay. I mean, I don't want to know that. I don't want a bar whore, but I don't want to sit at home all the time either. So, I mean, you know, I want to I can find that nice mix a friend or somebody to do that with. So it'll be interesting to see how it all goes down or what happens eventually.
How about traveling to meet someone? Would that be an option?
It depends. So, I mean, funds are tight right now.
Okay, let's say driving. It's driving distance. You don't have to fly.
Driving distance. I mean, yeah, I could probably drive to meet somebody and hang out. I mean,
let's say you.
I'd have to we'd have to seriously be talking for a little bit and find out what's going on. I'm just not going to talk to somebody and say, oh, you want to come to San Antonio for the weekend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just met you, so. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. So, any advice, and Ray an email. That'd be nice to hear from people.
Maybe I need to talk to Dr. John on the show.
That's right. Oh my God, he may have the answers.
So
no, that's right.
I'll try to get in touch with Dr. John.
Let's schedule something with him. Dr. John. Sometime this last year, January.
Yeah, Valentine's.
Is it Valentine's? Okay.
Yeah, we did the whole Valentine's thing. That's why we're talking about relationships. So.
I see. Yeah, so good luck with that, Ray. Oh my God. Anyway, okay, so anything else? You have another article that you want to read.
Terminator Salvation movie prequel number one. Okay, folks.
Wait. Prequel number one?
Prequel number one.
One prequel? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, you know, Terminator Salvation is coming out in May. It opens May 2009. So, of course, just like any other good movie, they're tying in a comic book story that happens before the movie, that sets the groundwork for the movie. So in January, IDW Publishing debuts the comic book prequel to the next Terminator movie, Terminator Salvation. This is the fourth installment in the big screen action series, and it stars Christian Bale as John Connor, and it's directed by Mac G. So, and the basic storyline of the comic book is the year is 2018, but John Connor is the voice of the resistance. The scattered remains of humanity find themselves united against their common enemy, Skynet and its Terminators. Through a patchwork of system of radio transmitter, hacked satellite phones, and encrypted computer networks, resistance leader Elena Markey in Detroit and Nigerian mining engineer Bim Arua have formed an unlikely friendship and draw upon the battle plans to take the fight to the Terminators.
Wow.
So that's kind of the story of the prequel.
Wait. 2018. That's 9 years from now.
9 years from now. Well, I mean, I think they've reset the story some. Maybe not. But I know I watched Terminator the series, and they keep changing. The timeline kind of blurs there some because they keep changing stuff. So
yeah, it's kind of weird. We're talking about years that are coming very soon, and the years that being referenced by these movies, by these sci-fi movies. Are coming up very soon. And
yeah, well, look at Space 1999. I mean, that came out in the 60s, and wham bam, 1990 come around, and we still didn't have a decent space station.
Where are the flying cars?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need flying cars. Hell, we can't even get women to drive SUVs correctly. But that's...
Yeah, what
much
more
less, no offense, but the Asians out there that put it in reverse and hit the gas while they're on the cell phone.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh, okay.
I only speak the truth.
Just some, okay?
Don't go to Asian Mart here in Houston on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So what else do we have? That's pretty much it. And
well, we got a little video up there, the YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, which one?
Well, we got two. We got the big boy dancing.
Oh, yeah.
When I was looking at this one, we got the gangster Teletubbies here.
Yeah, go play the gangster Teletubbies.
Let's see, let me cut it up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while you're playing it, the other video. Oh, yeah, okay.
And they got the Teletubbies dancing to this. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Look up Gangster Teletubbies on YouTube, folks.
So what are they supposed to be doing? They're dancing to it?
They're dancing to the... somebody has recording a lot of the Teletubbies to be able to do this.
I see. Or they have the DVD and they're splicing it up. Maybe.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, this the other video that you were talking about. It's the one with the Beyonce song. That has been circulating around. There are web pages around. What is that? If you like it, then put a cock ring on it. What is it?
Something it says, like that. Dance, Fat Boy, Dance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is the name of it on YouTube. So, I'm trying to see.
It's the one with Beyonce, singing. And there are three girls dancing. The original one. I mean, not the original. But, yeah, original with Beyonce. She's got two girls with her, and they were dancing. And then SNL, they with Justin Timberlake, they did a spoof of that. And this is one of them, too. It's a big bear with a big crotch, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I swear it looks like somebody rehearsing their drag show.
Yeah, no. But then did you notice the crotch part? It's got padding on it?
That's not padding, baby.
That's real?
That's gut.
Oh, that's gut.
That's gut.
That's gut. I thought it's padding.
I don't think so. That's all. Well, that's real padding. Mm-hmm. He's got some wiggle to his jiggle.
wiggle to his jiggle. But he's kind of cute anyway. So, another video that we posted also. I couldn't play it right now. I don't. My iMac is screwed up. It's actually the Sumo Chronicles. I posted it on the website on the front page, and. It's pretty cool. It's a guy. He's a big bear, tied something in his hair, and then took off his shirt and stomping like a sumo wrestler. And his challenger was a chaser type guy, and stomping also. And then they bumped each other, and of course the chaser loses. And it's just a cute bear. Just go to the website. Actually, you can look it up at YouTube and go and look for Sumo Chronicles, or you can look at the Bear Podcast website. We posted the link, the video there. And Ray, speaking of videos, episode 242, the last episode of the year, it should be up by now, I think. It's the video with our gay power lifter with John. Yeah, it's pretty dark though, and maybe offline, off the air later, I'll talk to you about something. How we'll do some videos that we need to do in the future. But anyway, so it's kind of dark. So listeners out there, please bear with us. The video is pretty dark, but the audio is good. And you'll see some videos of John doing some powerlifting and doing a bench press. And check it out. It's going to be, it's going to be part of the feed, probably before episode 244. So, go download it. You can download it in your iPods. Okay. Okay. So, anything else? We've been going on for almost an hour now. So, I guess that's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Almost an hour.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Email us and give me dating advice, folks.
Dating advice at email Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At ray@bearpodcast.com. Oh, and Gary emailed me today. He got home and he got his award. He got his painting.
His painting. Congratulations. He won, okay.
So he said, I got it.
He's got it at last. Okay. Thanks, Gary. Oh, we should have Gary in the show. Talk about drenched fur. Maybe we can schedule something next week or something.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gary, contact us.
Oh, and I got us a new chaser for the Chaser Show.
Oh, really? Who is it?
Yeah. We'll talk about it off air.
Okay. All right. Okay. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Whoa, this is a good episode. And thank you very much to the Dallas Bears. Thank you to Christopher and Mac for joining us in the show and talking about TBRU14 Men at Work. And if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com
or ray@bearpodcast.com. Mm-hmm.
And visit the official website at bearpodcast.com and call the voicemail line
at 206-222-2327. That's 206.
222-BEAR. Yes, it's bear. Yeah, call the voicemail line and tell us what you think. Give us advice. Yes, call in your advice for Ray.
That'd there you nice. Go. Yes. Even better.
Even better. Yeah, so call us, please. Call us. First phone call of the year, please. Okay, so myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone and subscribe via iTunes. And that's it. Okay, Ray, so I will talk. Yeah, we'll talk more after the show. And yeah, let's say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll talk to you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.